The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Lamed Vav. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Mor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sarah, the Merat Zekenati Yafa Batzara, and Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shalomah Moshe Ben Dina. Enna Refan Alo Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf Refuat HaKarabalabo. Bechen Yirasom Romar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamud Vav Amud Rishon. And we are on the second line. Last word on the line. Hayu Shenehem Shel Ish Ehad Shenehem Hayavim. Which means we have two animals, two oxen that chased another ox and they damaged it. So it's obvious that one of the two oxes did the damaging. So the Mishnah's language was, if both oxen belonged to the same mazik, so both oxen are going to be hayav. So what does that mean, shnehem hayavim? Amar le rava mifarzika le rav asher. Shema minna, can we learn from here, shevarim tamim sheheziku, that if you have oxen that were tams and they damaged, ratza mizegove, ratza mizegove, that you see from over here, you could get your payment from either one of the two oxen. Which means, if let's say one of the ox got lost, so you can get paid from the other one. Because Amishnah's language was, shnehem hayavim. It's mashma that since you know one of the two did the damaging, so it doesn't matter which one. Even if one of them is not here, so you can get it from the other one, get paid from the other one. One of them got lost. That's what it's mashma. So the Gemara says, from the fact that it says shnehem, that they're both hayavim, do you want to deduce from here that you can get paid from either one? No, the reason why it says Shneim Hayavim is because we're talking about the animals over here were Mu'adim. And a Mu'ad, you don't get paid from the animal. You have to pay the full price from wherever it is. So therefore, both of them are Hayavim, meaning both of them are pledged for the payment. Really, I'll tell you, if it was a Tam, so I say, it's only Megufo. And if one of them is missing, So I could always say, maybe it was the other, maybe it's the animal that was missing that did the damaging. Therefore, I don't have to pay you. Prove to me that this is the animal that did the damaging. However, in the case of Mu'ad, they're both Hayab, because no matter which one did it, bottom line, you still have to pay full price. So that's the deen of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a Mu'ad case. Ibn Mu'adin. Oh, if you tell me that the case is talking about where the animals were Mu'adin, Emma Sefa, I'll bring you a question from the Sefa. Haya Echad Gadol Ve'Echad Katan. One of the animals was a big animal, one was a small animal. Hanizak Omer. So the Nizak says, Gadol Hizik, the big one damaged, because he wants to get his payment. Vamezik Omer. But the Mezik says, Lo, Ki Ela Katan Hizik. Then no, it was the Katan that damaged. Hamotzanadin of the Mishnah is Hamotzim Havero Alavaraya. You Nizak, you want to say it was the big animal that did the damaging? So you have to bring the proof, the burden of proof is on you. But wait. Ibn Mu'adin, if we're talking about the animals are indeed Mu'ad, what do I care which animal did the damaging? Bottom line, if it's a Mu'ad, he has to pay full price anyway. So what do I care what the damaging animal was? All that bothers you is that your animal got damaged. Doesn't matter which animal damaged, you're going to get full price anyway. Oh, so therefore, it must be that that case in the Sefa must be talking about a case of a Tam. Oh, if it's talking about a tam, Amar le, sefa betamin, veresha bemuadin. That comes out that what? The sefa must be talking about a tam case, and that's why hamotzim havelu arav araya, because you want to say it was the big animal that damaged it, for you want to get hatsi nizik megufo, but prove that it was the big animal. I'm saying it was a small animal. Mashaken in the resha, I'm going to tell you what it's talking about. Mu'adim, and the case of mu'ad. Therefore, when it says two animals that damaged, or two animals that belong to one person that damaged. One of them did the damaging, that is, Sushneim Hayavim. Sushneim Hayavim means they both pledged to pay because they were Mu'ad, and Mu'ad pays full price, and therefore, regardless, he's going to have to pay the full price from either animal. Amadei Rav Chassa v'Amadei Rav Asher, Ibe Mu'adim. Oh, if you're going to tell me that the Resha is talking about its Mu'ad, Hayavim, what does it mean when it says that Shneim Hayavim? That sounds like both animals are hayav. That's not a correct language. Hayav gavram mev'ele. It should say hayav, meaning the owner is hayav. Not the animals are hayavim. What does this mean, hayavim mean? Vetu, may shenehem. And furthermore, what is the lashon shenehem? It's not true. Shenehem are not hayavim. So therefore, the Gemara concludes and says, Ela le'olam betamin. Really, I'm going to tell you that the Resha of the Mishnah is talking about both animals were tam, and one of them damaged. Also, what does it mean, Shneim Hayavim? So Gemara says, also, because our question is, Shneim are not Hayavim. Because really, Lechaura, if one of them is not here, he wouldn't have to pay the Mazik. So can he come along and say, the one that's lost, that's the one that damaged, and the one that's here didn't do the damaging, and Hatsi Nezik is Megufosh Behema. So therefore, how do you have a case of, so from the fact that it says Shneim Hayavim, how do we understand Shneim Hayavim? So it comes together and says, V'Rabbi Akiva, and it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Shutfim Ninu, that what? Rabbi Akiva is the Shita that held that the Mazik and the Nizak are actually partners in the goof of the animal. Therefore, if one of the animals got lost, so then already the Mazik can come along and say, that was the animal that did the damaging. Look at Rashiv, Rabbi Akiva, Damar Shutfininu, Beguf Shel Shor. Hilkach Abad Ashor, Abad Nizko. Hilkach Yavushnehem. Only when both of them are around, Hu Demehayiv. Then already the Mazik is Hayav. V'ilitnu Detarvayu. But if both of them are not around, Ela Echad, Ambar Leh. So the Mazik could say, Aiti Re'ayam, Bring it Re'ayam. But according to the Bishmael, that says, that when a person damages, he's a baal chov, that he owes the money. Machbat, what do I care if the animal's missing or not? Bottom line, you owe the money, and therefore you're a baal chov. Mashekan according to Rabbi Akiva, where it comes from the actual animal itself, only if both animals are around. I mean, shnehem means if both of them are around, then you're going to be hayav. Mashekan, if one of them got lost, then the mazik can come along and say, that's the one that was your animal. That was one that damaged. And therefore, this animal is not the one that damaged. Therefore, it doesn't have to pay. To give us v'ta'ama di'itnu letarvayu, only because both of them are around. De'lo matzei madhele, because you cannot push them away. Aval itnu letarvayu, but if both animals are not here, matzi amar le, he can tell him zil aiter ra'aya, go bring me a ra'aya dehai Torah azkach, that it was this animal that did the damaging. V'ashadim lach, and I'll pay you. So therefore, it comes out according to the Maskana of the Gemara, that our Mishnah that talked about two oxen that came in damaged, we're talking about two oxen that were tamim. Now, only one of them damaged. So if they're both around, so then they're ready to be manavshach. He has to pay. Megufo shel behema, he has to be hatzi nezik. Oh, but if one of them is not around, so then already he doesn't have to pay, because he can come along and say that the animal that got lost, that's the animal that did damaging. And therefore, it's not around anymore. And you're a shutaf in that animal, which means that's your partners in that animal. And that's how Rabbi Akiva understands that Hatsi Nezik is the payment is the shutafim, that they are partners. Mashaken, whereas according to Rabbi Ishmael, that says, no, when you owe money, after your ox damages, you're considered a baal chov. So what do I care? Even if both animals are not here anymore. Bottom line, you owe the money, therefore you would have to pay. So that's the way the Gemara concludes and learns Al Mishnah Hadran Alach. That concludes the third perek of the Masechet, and now we begin the fourth perek. Shor shenagach arba'a v'chamisha shevarim ze achar ze yishalem le'acharon shebahem. We're talking about a case now. You have a shor, you have an ox that gored 4 or 5 times. It gored oxen, one consecutive after the other. Now we're talking about a case over here where the ox that gored is still a tam. Now you could ask a question, how is it possible if it gored already 4 or 5 times that it could still be a tam? So Rashi deals with that in the first Mishnah, in the first Rashi in the Perek. Shor shenagah harba'a v'chamisha, u'b'chulan haya tam. In all the cases, is a tam still. The mishtalem migufo. Give me a case that can be so. Kegon ra'a shor venagah. Let's say it saw a shor, a gourd. That's the first time. Ve'ra'a shor venagah. Okay, then it saw another shor, but it didn't gourd. Ve'ra'a shor venagah. And then it saw the third ox, and it gourd. Ve'ahad negiha shiniya. After the second goring, ra'a bet pe'amim o gimal. It saw 2 or 3 oxen, short velo nagah. So therefore, it's possible you can have a mu'ad for serugin. Meaning, if you have an ox, let's say, that gores one, then doesn't gore, then gores the next one, then doesn't gore, then gores the third one, so that's called an ox, meaning every other one it gores. Or it's following a pattern of sort. Every 2 oxen it gores, or every 3 oxen it gores. But as long as it doesn't follow a pattern and it's not consecutive, it's still a tam. So here what happened is it gored the first animal. Okay, very good. Then it gored, then it saw the animal, the second animal, it did not gore it. Okay, then it saw the third animal and gored it. And then it saw 2 or 3 animals and didn't gore it. So it's not following any pattern at all. So it's possible that it's already 4th or 5th goring and it still has a din of a tam. Okay, so comes again what I understand, says, Shor shenagah arba'a v'chamisha shevarim zeh ahar zeh, consecutive, yishalem le'acharon shebahim. Oh, so the deen of the Mishnah sounds strange in the beginning, but the Mishnah is saying that he has to pay the last one. The last nizak gets paid first. Obviously he's getting paid hatzi nizak. The last one, he's the 4th or 5th guy, he gets paid first. Dim yesh bo motar. If there's leftover, meaning if there's left still money left over for the from the chatzi nezek, yehazir l'shelefanav. So then already you pay the guy before him, the third nizak. V'im yesh bo motar, and if there's leftovers from that, yehazir shelefne panav. You pay the guy before that. So you're paying backwards. V'acharon acharon niskar. So the last nizak is the one that gets rewarded. He gets paid first. Devre Rabbi Meir. Of course, the Gemara is going to have to explain the logic of Rabbi Meir. The Bishim on Omer Shor Shave Matayim Shenagach Leshur Shave Matayim. You have an ox that's worth 200. That gored an ox that was worth 200. The Ena Nevela Yefa Kelum, and the carcass is not worth anything. So therefore, the damage was a full 200. Hatzi Nezik would be 100. Zen Otel Mane VeZen Otel Mane. So the deen is, according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that says what? Shutafim nidu. And therefore when the mazik damages the animal of the nizak, so now the nizak becomes partners in the mazik's animal. So therefore since this animal was worth 200 and it gored an animal worth 200, so therefore they're partners in the animal of the mazik now, which is worth 200. So each one owns 100 of that animal. The mazik owns 100, and the nizak owns 100, which is exactly the amount he is owed. Hazar v'nagach shor acher. Now, that shor of shutafim, because now they're partners, the mazik and the nizak are the partners in that animal, it went out that same animal and gored again. Shor matayim, another shor of that was worth 200. Aharon otel maneh. So the last nizak, he gets 100. Vishrefanav Zenotel Hamishim Zuz Vezenotel Hamishim Zuz. And when it comes to the first Nizak, now he's partners with the rest of the animal, with the Mazik, and they split 50 each. Which means the second Nizak gets 100, the Hatzi Nezek, and then the first Nizak is partners with the Mazik, and they get 50 each, which altogether is 200. Hazar Benagach Shor Acher Shaver Mataim. And now let's say there's a third Nizak that damaged that they gored this the same ox gored again and the damage 200. So now you have to divide it three ways. The last guy gets 100, the full 100, because that's Hatzi Nezik. And then the second Nizak gets 50, which is half of that. Zuz. And the first Nizak and the Mazik, which are partners in the animal, Dinar Zahav, which is 25 Zuz each. So the division is 100 to the last Nizak, 50 to the second Nizak, and 25 and 25 to the first Nizak and Mazik. Again, the Gemara will explain exactly what this deen is over here. Comes the Gemara and begins, Matnitin Mani. Who is the author of our Mishnah? De'lo can be Ishmael, Udlo can be Akiva. It's not following, not Nabi Ishmael. Nabi Ishmael again was the Shita that said that a person that his animal is Mazik, so he indeed becomes a Baal Chov. That means he owes the money. He's a Chov, Baal Chov. I mean he owes the money. And according to Nabi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was a Shita that said no, that they actually become partners in the animal of the Mazik. So he was Matnitin Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Delo Kerebi Ishmael, Udlo Kerebi Akiva. The Gemara explains, I Kerebi Ishmael, the Amar Baale Chovot Inu. If you go according to Rabbi Ishmael that says that each Nizak that gets damaged, so now the Mazik owes him the money. Hai Acharon, Acharon Niskar. Why did the Mishnah say that the last guy gets paid first? Rishon, Rishon Niskar Lebe'ele. When it comes to Baalei Chovot, the first guy should get paid first, the first Nizak, because he was owed the money first, and the money comes on the animal, so he has like a shi'bud on the animal first. He comes first. The second guy that was Nizak, the second shor that was Nizak, he's the second Baal Chov. So he cannot come and get paid before the first Baal Chov, because again, the first Baal Chov has his claims in the animal itself. And the law of Baalei Chovot is the first Baal Chov goes first. You cannot, especially if he has a stake in the animal. So therefore, the Gemara does not make sense according to the Bi Ishmael. Again, because our Mishnah said what? It gored four times. So the deen in the Mishnah was you pay the fourth guy. If there's extra money from the Hatzi Nezik, give it to the third guy. If there's extra money, give it to the second guy. Why are you going backwards? It's not say a Haron Niskar. Say Nishon Nishon Niskar. The first guy should be get paid first. After all, he is the first Baal Chov, and he has a stake in the animal. Therefore, he goes first. So the Gemara says, "Can I be the Bishmael? The E can be Akiva, and maybe you'll tell me that what it's the Akiva the Amar. Torah the Shutafehu. That what the Nizak and the Mazik become partners in the short time. Hay yesh bo motar. Oh, so what did the Mishnah say? That if there's more than if there's leftovers, Yahzir shelefanav. So you pay the guy before." So that's not correct according to Rabbi Akiva. Lechulam mivele, which means everybody is partners and everybody should be getting paid. Which means if each one of the Nizakim becomes a partner in the goof of the Shor, so therefore, if the last guy gets paid, let's say, the Hatzi Nezik, the third Nizak, let's take for example, so therefore they should divide the leftovers equally amongst all of them. Which means, why does it say that then you just pay the guy before? The Chaurah, they're all partners, so they should all divide it equally. Why does it only say Shelefanav? Which means, it sounds like that, let's say, there's only going to be Hatzi Nezek, let's say the third guy gets paid, the Nizak. There's a leftover, and the second guy takes it all. And the first guy's going to get nothing. That's not so. According to the Bish Akiva, that all the Nizakim become Shutafim in the animal of the Mazik, and therefore, once you pay the last guy, everybody should get paid equally. So therefore, the Mishnah cannot be not the Mishma, not the Akiva. So Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, no. Le'olam k'rabbi Ishmael da'amar ba'alei chovot ninu. Really, I'll tell you, the Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Ishmael that says that the Mazik becomes a Baal Chov, he owes the money. Oh, so the Chaurai should pay it to the first Nizak. Why does the Mishnah say that you pay it to the last Nizak and go backwards? Udikashalan, Aharon, Aharon, Niskar, Rishon, Rishon, Niskar, Mevi'ele. And your question, that you just asked that it should say that the first one gets paid first.
Also,
we're talking about a very specific case. The case is talking about, well, let's say it damaged, right, Nizak number one. Then the shore damaged again, and then it damaged a third time. So what happened? Really, you're right. According to Bishmael, the first Nizak should get paid first. But what happened over here was, after he his animal got damaged, Nizak number one, that is, so he grabbed the animal of the Mazik. He grabbed it so it doesn't run away, because he wants to get paid from that animal. He has a right, so he grabbed it. But what happened, once he grabbed it, it went out and damaged. Well, now this Nizak is on the hook, because you are a shomer for this animal. And therefore, you're obligated if this animal goes out and damages. It's interesting. You took the animal because you wanted to get paid from that animal. But now that animal went out and damaged, so the Nizak is on the line. So therefore, when the second animal, when this animal damages a second time, so the first Nizak forfeits his Hatzi Nizak, and he gives it to the second Nizak. Now the second Nizak, he grabbed the animal. And guess what happened? It went out and damaged again. Well, he's Hayav, because once he takes the animal, he's considered a shomer. And therefore, he forfeits his Hatzi Nezek to the third guy. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah meant, that the third guy gets paid first, and if there's any left over, it goes back to the second, and left over goes back to the first. And again, because he was posheya in his Shemirah now. Why is he posheya in his Shemirah? After the first Nizak animal got damaged, he has a right to get paid. So what did he do? He grabbed the animal. At that point, he becomes a shomer. He's in charge. He's watching the animal. If that animal gets damages, the Nizak now is obligated to pay the next guy. Now, it should be noted that the mazik in this case, the owner of the animal, is really not hayav to pay. He didn't lose anything in this case because, right, he was guilty the first time after the first damage. But after the first damage, when the Nizak took it, so that's the Nizak's fault. So the Nizak is totally obligated. Once it damages, so now the Nizak forfeits his 100, let's say, and it goes to the second guy. When the second guy takes the animal, and it goes and damages again, he forfeits his 100 to the third guy. So that's the case over there. The specific case, according to Bishmar, why the third guy gets paid first, because the Nizaks respectively grabbed the animal to get paid, and then it subsequently went out and damaged, and therefore, they're considered shomrim. The Gemara refers to them as a shomer sachar. It's like they're getting paid to watch this animal, because they do get a hana'ah that they're holding the animal. The hana'ah is that they can eventually be able to get paid from this animal, instead of the owner sending the animal away to the marshlands, so then he's not going to get paid. So this is a hana'ah that he's getting by holding this animal, because he knows he's going to get paid. He's like a shomer sakhar, and shomer sakhar has to watch the animal. In any event, the Gemara says, I understand what you're saying, but if that's the way you're learning the case, yesh bo motar yachzir shelefanav. It says, so if there's any leftover from the Hatzi Nezek, you give it to the guy before. What do you mean? Yachzir lebe'alim mev'ele. It should be given to the owner, which means, let's say the third Nizak, he gets the 100 now. Good? So now there's 100 left in the animal. That should go back to the owner of the animal. Because the owner of the animal over here is not guilty anymore. He was only guilty up to 100. But once the first Nizak was to face the animal, so now he's the shomer. And therefore, once it became it damaged, so he loses that 100. Goes to the second Nizak. And then it goes to the third Nizak, when the second guy was to face it. And therefore, when the third guy gets paid his 100, so there's 100 left in the animal, that should go back not to the second Nizak. No, that should go back to the owners. Because the owner, the mazik in this case, the owner of the animal, he was only obligated 100 in the first case, but he wasn't guilty on any of the subsequent damaging. So the Mishnah, it shouldn't say yazir shelefanav, it should say yazir lebe'alim mev'ele, that the owners really should get the other half, the other 100. That's all they're on the line for. Amar Avina, Avina says, you're right. Hachi Ketani. Im yesh bo motar benezakav, yazir shelefanav. You're right. The case is specifically talking about if the third Nizak, he got paid his Hatzi Nezek, and there was still some money left over to pay the second guy's Hatzinezek. Let's say the second guy's Hatzinezek was 100, and the third guy's Hatzinezek only was 50. So therefore, you pay the 50 to the third guy, so there's still an extra 50 left to give it to the guy before. But you're right, the other 100 will remain to the owner. So then when it says Yasich Lefanav, it's talking about where the damages were not equal. So therefore the last guy gets paid full Hatzinezek, and if there's still left up to 100 left in the pile there of money, so then already you give it to the guy before. But you're right, once you pay out 100 going back, the last guy getting paid full Hatzinezek, and then going back Hatzinezek to the second guy. But the Mazik, the owner of the Shor, he again keeps his 100, because after the first damaging, he is not guilty. Comes again, and says, V'chen ki atar avina mar Yohanan, mishum pishi'at shomrim nag'uba. Very good. Which is, our Mishnah is talking about a case of pishi'at shomrim. That means the first guy had an animal. His animal, it is exactly like Ravina explained. The animal was mazik. Okay? So they become, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Baal Chov, you owe that money. Very good. So what does Nizak do? Nizak took the animal. Oh, he took the animal, very nice, but now if that animal is going to gore, you are Hayav. And guess what? It did gore. And therefore the Nizak is Hayav, and he forfeits his Hatzinezek to the second Nizak. And the second Nizak also was to face the animal to get paid. And then it gored again. So he forfeits his money to the third guy. So that's the case of a Pishiat Shomrim Nagoba. The case of the Mishnah is Pishiat Shomrim. That's why the last guy gets paid first, because the Nizak before him is considered a Poshea in his Shemirah, and therefore, that's why it goes backwards. How were you establishing our Mishnah? Can it be Ishmael? Also, you want to say that the Mishnah is going to quote the Ishmael that says that what? They need Baal Chovot? I have a question. Because the Sefa says the Bishim Onomer, Shor Shave Mataim, Shenagach Shor Shave Mataim. You have a Shor that was worth 200, that gourd and ox that was worth 200. The Ena Nevela, Yefa Kenum, the Nevela is not worth anything, so it was a full 200 damage, which is 100 Hatzinezek. Zen Otel Mane, Vezen Otel Mane. That means the Nizak takes 100 and the Mazik takes 100. Because according to this, it's going according to the Shitav Rabbi Akiva that says that the Nizak becomes a Shutaf in the animal of the Mazik. So he takes 100, he takes 100. Hazar v'nagach shor acher. Oh, now let's say the same ox. Gord again, shor mataim. So now we got to split it. Haharon notel mane. The last guy, the last Nizak gets 100, which is Hatzi Nizak. V'shlefanav. So now, then he's at the earlier Nizak, Zenot al Hamishim, Zenot al Hamishim, right? So they'd have to divide the rest of it, they get 50 each. So it's Hazar, Venagach, Shor, Shave, Mataim. Oh, now let's say Gord a third time. Now they have to split it again three ways. Haharon, Notel, Mane. The third Nizak gets 100. Vishlefanav, Notel, Hamishim. So the second Nizak gets 50. And then it's 100. So you have what? You have 50 left. Ushnaim, Arishonim, and the Mazik and the Nizak, who are partners, Dinazav, they get 25 zoos each. Atan the Rabbi Akiva. Now that's going according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Torah, the Shutfei, who? Because that's the only way you can explain the Bishimon, that the reason why the original Mazik and the Nizak, they end up with 25 each because their part is in the Shor. And therefore they have to pay out the second Nizak and they have to pay out the third Nizak and they get whatever's left over. But that's only going according to the opinion that says what? That they are indeed Shutafim in the Shor. So the Gemara says, Resha, Rabbi Shmahev, Sefer, Rabbi Akiva. But you tell me that the Resha, you just wanted to say, is going like the Bishma is Baal Chovot. And you explained to me, according to Ravina, that the case was talking about where the first Nizak grabbed the animal, that it was Mazik, and that's why he has to give the Hatzinezek from himself, and so on and so forth. And therefore, each, so the first part of the Mishnah wanted to tell me is Bishma, that says what? It's going according to Shutaf, that's Baal Chovot. And the second part of the Mishnah you want to tell me is going like Rabbi Akiva, that they are Shutafim. Is that possible? That Esha is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and the second is going like Rabbi Akiva? Yeah, why not? In. The Amar le Shmuel le Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shirina, young, sharp one, Shivok matnitin, leave the Mishnah, even though it sounds like it's contradicting, that you have two Shitot, Veta batra, and come after me. Yes, indeed. Resha Rabbi Ishmael, Vesefer Rabbi Akiva. Yes, that's what it is. That you have one Mishnah, and the Resha is following Rabbi Ishmael, and the Sefer indeed is following Rabbi Akiva. That's what it is. Skip the parentheses. Tenanatam. We learned in the Mishnah. Okay, ala havero. What's that case over there? Either he screamed in his friend's ear, right? Tikiamamash, or he hit something keneged his friend's ear, and he embarrassed him. Besides the damaging, we're not talking about the damaging now. We're talking about he embarrassed him. Hatokei ala havero noten lo sela. He has to pay him a sela for the biyush. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Mishum Rabbi Yosef Gedili Mane. Yeah, no, you have to pay a mane. So it's a machloket with the biyush, with the embarrassment, the busha for a situation of tokei ala havero is. Hahu gavra detaka lechavre. So a certain guy, he did it, he blew in his friend's ear, and he embarrassed him. Shalhei Rav Tuvia bar Matna lekamed Rav Yosef. So he sent to the rabbi, to Rav Yosef, he wanted to see how much you have to pay. Because we know, according to one shita, it's a selah. The question is, there's two different denominations of selah. So he wanted to know, selah tzuri tenan? Is it a selah from tzuri, which happens to be four zoos, or selah medina tenan? Or is it a selah medina, which Rashi says is actually a sheminit shebeselah tzuri, which would be a hatsi dinar? So therefore, it's an eighth less in denomination. So when you say Sela, is it Sela Suri, which would be four Zuzim? Or is it Sela Medina, which would be an eighth of a Sela Suri, which would be, let's say, a half a Zuz, to be a small amount of money? So that's the Gemara's question. Whenever the Mishnah, or the rabbis talked, and they said Sela, this is just now denominations. What Sela did they refer to? Do they refer to the more expensive Sela, Sela Suri, or they refer to Sela Medina? They say, well, I'll bring you that from our Mishnah. Then I'll show you that the Mishnayot do not talk in Sela Medina terms. How do I know? Tenan Amar Le Tanitua. So what do you mean? We have our Firush Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Ushnaim Rishonim Dinar Zahav. Right? We said in the case where the third Nizak gets paid 100, Kotev Shimon. And then what? The guy before that gets paid 50, and then the Mazik and Nizak split 25 each. So the Gemara says, V'isa kadatach, tini tana sela medina. And if you're going to hold that the Tana holds, that when it says the word sela, that the Tana talks even in sela medina terms, niflog v'nitni ad teresar v'sela. So you could have gave a case even more, 12 and a half zoos each. Because if you're going to go with Selah, Selah is half a zuz. And therefore you could have said, give me a case where it damaged four times. Give me a case where you have the first guy gets, let's say, 100. The next guy will get, 50. And then go down. Then you have the next guy going to get 25. And then you have the Mazik and the Nizak will get 12 and a half each. Again, if you're going with Selah, Medina, you're able to already get half denominations. And so the fact that the Mishnah did not give me that option where it was four Nizaks, and therefore go from 100 to 50 to 25 to 12 and a half, so obviously you see the Mishnah does not use Sela Medina, because by using Sela Medina you would have gotten, you can give a case where they're going to divide 12 and a half each. But from the fact that they're not giving me a situation where it's half numbers, so therefore it must be with Dafka using Sela Suri. That's the Gemara saying, because otherwise it could have said, Venitni ad tresar vesela. Let's say 12 and a half. So, Amalek, that's not a ya, Tana kiruchla, never the zil. What is that? Tana, a peddler's got to list all the cases. Maybe in a Kanami, maybe really the Mishnah was discussing Sela of the Medina. And it does discuss that half denomination, that lower denomination. So why did the Mishnah give the case? Because the Mishnah doesn't give you every single scenario. It gave you 150, 25. It has to give you now 12 and a half. It has to give you every single situation. It didn't say, because it's not a peddler that has to show all its wares. That's literally what it means. Atu keruchla letnevi lezil. What is it? Mishnah is a peddler that has to state every single case? It didn't state that case. So again, we're back to the question. When the Mishnayot talk about paying in Sela, or in the case where we said over there that you're paying for the Busha, so it's a Sela, so what type of Sela are we talking about? Is it Sela Suri or is it Sela Medina? So the Gemara says, Mayhaviyana, what is the halakha l'maseh adat? Pashtua, mehad, amar v'yudam harav, kol kesef amur batorah. Oh, Anytime it says kesef in the Torah, kesef tzuri. So it's referring to the denomination of tzuri, which was at Sela is for zuz. But anytime it's a payment from the hachamim, kesef medina. It is indeed referring to kesef medina. Okay, so that's basically the rule. Depends. If it's a Torah payment, so that's referring to a suri. For example, it's a knas. It says a person has to pay, if his ox kills, let's say, an eved. So therefore he has to pay 30 shekalim. Okay, or let's say the knas of motzi shemra on his wife. Or the knas of 50 shekalim, that if a person is me'anis, a lady. In all these cases over here, it would be sela'im tsurim. So the kesef in the Torah is talking about over here, sela tsuri. However, when it comes to rabbinical items, shendivrehem, so then already, for example, the money that you have to pay for busha of tokel havero, so that would be already kesef medina. Now, even though boshet is min Torah, but the payment, the amount, is rabbinical. Torah doesn't say how much you pay for boshet. The rabbis decided how much that boshet is. Also, in that case over there, it's shel divrehem, where it's a rabbinical payment, then already you go with kesef medina. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.